Welcome to the Journey Church Message Replay. If you were not able to be with us live when this message was delivered, or you just want to take a deeper dive into God's Word, this is where you can find the latest message delivered here at Journey. Be sure to click the subscribe button on the podcast service you are listening to or the video channel you are watching right now. That way you won't miss anything because you will be notified every time a new message is uploaded. Our goal here at Journey is to help you discover your real life purpose in Jesus so that you can make a difference in your world. This message you're about to hear is going to both encourage and challenge you to do just that. If you like what you hear, then go ahead and hit that like and share buttons below and leave us a comment as well. There are more ways to contact us down in the notes section. If you want to know more about us, then you just have to search Journey Church Eva online and on social media. Now, get ready and let God speak to you through this message today.
Father, thank you for what we're about to encounter in your word, and may it shake us, may it rattle us, may it mold us more and more into your image as we learn from your spiritual realm into the earthly realm through your word into us to make a difference wherever we go. Everybody say, in Jesus' name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, bless you. Look at your neighbor and say, be blessed. Be blessed. Look at your second choice and say, bless your heart. Now, y'all know what I've taught years ago when the Southern people in church say, bless your heart. That's really code word for bless you, you stupid thing. Come on now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You see somebody do something stupid, and you're like, well, bless their heart. But the word blessed is thrown around a lot, even from people who are not saved. Bless you. Y'all be blessed now. Have a blessed day. And so we throw it around a lot. And today I want to talk about and preach on the word is how do we get blessed? We hear it a lot, but sometimes we're not walking in what we either declare to someone else or we declare over ourselves. Oftentimes in prayer, Lord, would you bless me? Come on now. Now, God's blessings are available. Say amen to that. We'll show you that in the word today. But how many know you got to get into what I like to call kingdom alignment, where you're lined up where the blessings are flowing from heaven. You got to line up with the flow. If you're outside the flow, the blessings are over. So what's the flow? The flow is his word, his presence. Amen. And it takes some things to make that happen in your life, and you have to do them on purpose. Because if you don't do them on purpose, you won't live in the blessings that God wants you to be blessed with. And you can constantly be frustrated and striving, even as a Christian, wondering, why am I not blessed in these areas? Now, I'm not here to give you a prosperity message today. I'm here to give you a kingdom-rooted what real blessings are. Amen? So when we talk about the word blessed, we need to understand it. Let's go ahead and put it up. The word blessed in the Greek right here, look at what it means. It means blessed. Now watch this. Possessing the favor of God. How many want that in your life? Well, then that's what we're after. Possessing the favor of God into and through our lives. Say amen to that. Watch this, not all. That state of being marked by the fullness from God. Full of God. In everything you have, everything you do, no matter what comes your way, you stay full of God. That's a blessed life. Touch your neighbor and say, that's a blessed life. And then the last thing it is, it's one who becomes a partaker of God's nature through faith in Christ. Now notice it says, I love that last part it put in there. You can only be of God's nature if you have faith in Christ Jesus as your Lord. Amen. You got to be in love with him. You got to be in relationship with him. You got to understand who he is and who you are in him. Yeah. And then that's where the blessings begin to flow into life. Can I have a better amen there? Amen. So let's get started on this today. There's the very first thing I want you to understand in the notes this morning, and go ahead and put it up. Number one, God so desires to bless you. He wants to do it. He's capable of doing it. But you and I, again, we've got to come into alignment for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah. So touch your neighbor and say, God wants to bless you. Now, what does God want to do? God wants you to have his favor. He wants you to be marked by his fullness. And he wants you to be partakers of God's nature through Christ Jesus. That's what he desires for you to have. That's relationship. See, we haven't mentioned anything about possessions, have we? Because it's not possessions, it's positions. Are you with me? So we got to rethink, and we'll get to that here in a minute, rethinking what we mean. Now, I tried to pull some different scriptures out to hit it from a different angle because I don't want to be the prosperity, oh, it's your best life, be blessed. Okay? But I want you to understand God does desire to bless you. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. Now, I want to key in on some key words here. Now, it shall come to pass if you diligently obey. Stop right there. It doesn't say just obey, but diligently. In other words, you got to pursue obedience. Let me finish it up, then we're going to leave that verse up there just for a moment. And it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe. In other words, you got to see this. To observe carefully all his commandments, not just some of them, but all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. Wow. Somebody touch it ever say, that's good stuff. I'm going to go ahead and finish reading the next verse right quick. Verse 2 says, and all these what? It's not up there yet. Go ahead to verse 2. Now, can you read with me? And all these, blessings. All these, blessings. All these blessings. Everybody say blessings. Blessings. All these blessings shall come upon you. Now, watch this. And overtake you. That's a shouting ground, but you done missed it. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Now, the highlighted words there are obey, observe, blessing, overtake you, and obey. You getting a picture of how to be blessed? Obey, observe what God's word is, what it does, how to get in alignment with him. And here's the thing. I love that it says, and the blessings will overtake you. One of the problems we have is we're trying to seek blessings. And let me tell you something. When you're living in a kingdom lifestyle with God's word, you don't have to seek after blessings. They seek after you. They seek to overtake you because that's the way God designed it. God wants to bless you if you want to be blessed with him. Now, again, God's not looking to see what he can keep from you to punish you. God's not holding anything back from you. He is so eager to bless you. We quote this all the time, but we don't understand it. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and of rest and of not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Anytime you've got a future and you got hope, that's a blessing. So he says, I don't think evil things towards you. I don't think about what I can take away from you. I don't think about what you want and I won't give you. He says, I'm looking to ways to bless you. But we got to rethink what a blessing is. Because some of the things you think would be such a blessing to you would actually probably draw you away from God. Yeah. I have seen people pray for money, 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 get it and walk away, get their money and walk away from God. That's not a blessing, that's a curse. So we got to rethink. Touch your neighbor and say, rethink. I have seen people who have the money, they have the possessions, they live in the 5,000 square foot house, they drive the best trucks and SUVs and four-door vehicles with all the cool stuff on its sunroofs, and they've got a wardrobe full of closets, and they got a fistful of rings and jewelry and all. They got the lake house, they got the boats, they got everything. But listen to me now, they got everything the world can offer them, but they're not blessed. And you may look at me and say, what do you mean not blessed? Look at all they got. They got all that stuff, but there's no peace. They got all their stuff, but there's no joy. Because they got to take care of all that junk. Come on. Now, if you got it and God's blessed you to have it and you got it in order, nothing wrong with that. Come on, I'm going to preach it both ways. You can, because you put God first, God will give you the desires of your heart. Seek first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added into you. And if you sought the kingdom of God and he's added you a lake house, let me know where it's at. I'll be blessed to come see you. Amen. If you got a condo at the beach, amen. Nothing wrong with that if you've got it in kingdom alignment. If you got it in its proper place and you got it the proper way, not through greed. But blessings, they're not what you think. It's not money. It's not material things. The true blessings of God, you may want to write these down. These are not going to be in your note. Number one is peace. Do you know how many people got everything, but they have no peace? They're constantly fretting, worrying, anxiety, fear of losing this, or fear of not being able to keep up with this. Just afraid. And then you got favor. Favor's a blessing of God. The favor of God's just on you. And then you got, here's one I love. Number three is purpose. When you are blessed to understand your purpose and you're walking out your purpose, and although that's challenging to do day to day sometimes, but when you know you're walking out your God-given purpose and your purpose is making a difference in the world and in people's lives around you, that is a blessed life. That is a real blessed life that not too many people get to enjoy in life. And then blessed to have authentic relationships. Amen? Yeah. And then the last thing on this right here is one of the greatest blessings I think you can experience on earth is spiritual growth. It's not to be stuck where you were when you first got saved. Or not to be stuck when you come through your first trial or tribulation. Or not to be stuck when you first got the, maybe you got baptized in the Holy Spirit and you got tongues and you shot-tot-tot and then you just one and done. Come on. But spiritual growth is something you can experience on a daily basis if you're in your word. If you're in a relationship with God. If you're in proper alignment with heaven to earth. It's a spiritual daily growth we get to experience. And guys, that is a blessing. Amen. To have spiritual growth. That's a great blessing. Amen? Amen? But it all goes back to obey. Everybody say obey. Obey. Now I want to take it here just a moment, kind of sidetrack. Obey is tough to get to the blessing sometimes. Because God will challenge you in your obedience. And I mentioned it, I think, last week or a week before that some of the changes, and you're going to see a lot of changes here in the near future here, even here at Journey Church. We'd like to keep a culture of change. Why? Because we don't want to worship a golden image or a calf. That's right. We don't want to set up idols in the church. That's why we change a lot of things a lot of times. And you'll see some changes in the children's ministry. You're seeing some changes in Connection Point and all of our ministries. We're talking with them and meeting with them. But I want to give you some of the ones that you think that, and some of you have been here long enough, you've seen these changes happen, and these are some of the ones that I resisted. That I resisted in the beginning. And the first one, how many remember when we used to do Sunday night services? Raise your hand. Those were my favorite. Those were my personal favorite service because it usually was a little bit smaller crowd, and that crowd would turn loose more. They wasn't that dignified Sunday morning service. They'd get a little more radical and people be in the altar. And it was my favorite service of the week was Sunday night. And when the Lord began to deal with me about you killing your people, you're wearing some of them out. Sunday night is not required. I grew up that way, Lord. Come on, we all grew up that way, right? And I had people coming begging me, Pastor, do we have to keep doing Sunday nights? I mean, some of us, including myself, we didn't even go home on Sundays. We were here that morning, and we didn't leave till after Sunday night service going home. Sometimes we had to eat at church, depending on what's going on. And finally, I said, we're gonna pull Sunday night service. And everything within me didn't want to do that. Oh, it's been great. It's been great. I can see my kids and wife on Sundays. A lot of our life groups operate on Sunday evenings now. Yes. It's been really good, but in the beginning, I didn't want nothing to do with it. But I had to obey God. And then it come to the time when I was talking to some of my mentors, and they're like, I want to change something up. I don't know what to do. And they're like, because you always do song, and you either take up the offering after the first song, or you take up the offering but after worship and right before you preach. That's just what you do. It's in somewhere in the Bible, I think. I've never seen it, but that's what I've been told. And that's what you do, and that's how we'd always done it. And I was challenged and said, well, why don't you move it to the very end of the service? I thought, how is that going to work? Nobody's going to want to do that. And I refused to do that for a while, and God said, no, move it. But I don't want to move it, God. He said, move it. So I moved it. And it flows much better for us. Come on now. How many remember when we used to do it the other way? And you're going to, this is going to be shocking you. I wasn't really one that wanted to do video announcements. Not till I heard the Lord, then I got on act like it was my idea. I'd seen some other churches do it, and I'm like, well, that just breaks the human connection, Lord. I'm not about that. I want somebody up there doing the announcements that can connect. And the Lord said, it's not about you. More people will relate to a video screen because they've always got one in their hand. Do it. I don't want to do it, Lord. But then when I got obedient, again, I tried to take the credit and made it look like my idea. Y'all got time for two more? And these last two were, the last one was really challenging for me. I threatened a person over the last one. But the next one was, because you do your service, and at the end of service, everybody sits down and you do baptism at the very end. Church 101. And to my knowledge, we're one of the few churches, and really, I'll be honest with you, we're one of the only churches I know that does it right after the first one. Anybody else know of a church that does it there? How many know the church? How many go to churches and they've always done it at the end of service? Raise your hand. That's what we grew up. And I'm like, Lord, why in the world do you want to move that? What difference does that make? I balked on him on that. He said, move it to after the first song. So I did. It seems like worship gets a little better sometimes. Yeah. People see what God's doing and then they go to worshiping him. Amen. I didn't understand it, but God did. Yeah. But again, I want the blessings not just to flow. I want the blessings on the house. Right. And so we got a God that's giving directions if we can follow in kingdom alignment, even though we may not. Let me say the last one because I got to move quickly today. The last one was this right here. Years ago, I had a tech guy in church, Todd. He came up and he said, I mean, I'm talking years ago. He said, Pastor, can I set us up? And I'll do it, he said. Can I set up that text to give thing that's just coming out? I said, dude, text to give? No, we ain't doing that. This is Eva. We're going to bring the offering. We're going to write a check, or we're going to get some scratch and put it in an envelope, and we're going to drop it in the bucket. And we used to pass the bucket. Take time of service, we'd pass the bucket. No, we ain't doing that, dude. Ain't no way. So he said, well, some of the younger people have a couple of younger. I said, yeah, I know, and you're one of them. Because he was real cool and techie, you know, and he still is. I love the guy. And he says, I'll do all the work. I said, well, what's it going to cost me? I said, what's the cost in it? He said, it won't cost us nothing up front. I'll do all the work myself. I'll set it up. I know how to tie everything in. It'll go straight deposit. He said, but here's the thing, this company we're using, which was, I think it was the only company doing it at the time, the first one, if you don't collect at least $400 a month, they're going to charge you $60 that month to use it. Yeah. I took that in mind, I said, let me tell you something right now. You go ahead with it, but the first time I have to pay to use this thing, it's done, it's killed, it's out of here. He said, okay. I walked away going, that sucker's dead the first month. Ain't no way people going to give over $400 texting it. That next month come in, I got a report, and I can't remember, but it was about $1,200 came in by text. I called him into my office. I said, just bring the plate with the pie on it, the humble pie, and I will eat it in front of you. I had to eat those words. And now we have more come in through texting than we do the buckets. At the back when you go out. So again, these are some of the changes that you think just came, but they didn't come without me going no at the first. It goes back to, do you want to obey or do you want your way? Right. Aren't you glad we obey the God in this house? Amen. Amen. Now, go ahead and put up the next note. Blessings are conditional. They are not automatic. I don't know who told you they were automatic, but somebody done went and lied to you. Blessings have conditions on them. They don't just come because you say, Lord, bless me. And a lot of times when you say, Lord, bless me, the Lord goes in what way? And you don't even know what way. Oh, Lord, I just want blessed. How do you want me to bless you? Just bless me. With what? I don't know who just blessed me. You need to be specific. You have not because you ask not. Y'all okay? Now, God, let me just say this. God's love is unconditional. You cannot do anything to keep God from loving you. God's love is unconditional, but his blessings have conditions. And you got to meet those conditions. Say amen. Amen. And then one of the biggest ones, again, is obedience. Obedience positions you as the first step in positioning you for the blessings of God to come to you. Real quickly, Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now watch this. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with the mockers. Yeah. You ain't going to be blessed with that. Right. Amen? Amen? The Lord says it. Look at verse 2. But they that delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it, how often? Day and night, verse 3, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. In other words, in every season I stay connected and obedient to God, I'm guaranteed some fruit in that season. How many of you go, sometimes some bad things happen and people tell you, oh, you're just in a season. Well, you may be in a season of attack, but if you're under the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, you're also in a season that says you're going to bear fruit under that attack. But you better know how to make it happen. These are like the ones planted by the riverbanks bearing fruit in each season. Now watch this. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. They prosper. They have peace all the way through it. They have forgiveness through it. They have the fruit of the Spirit through whatever season they're going through. That's true blessings. It ain't about you, what you drive and where you live. It's about what's inside here and how you live it. So real quickly, number 3, our part is to come into the kingdom alignment with God's word. I can't stress that enough. Get in line with what the word of God says on how to live, act, and conduct your life. And if it's not in the Bible, then it shouldn't be in your life. Somebody touching everything, duh. Duh. So let me give you the 3 things that brings you in what I call kingdom alignment. Go ahead and put up the next note. The first one we've already talked about is obeying, which is obedience. Now, when does obedience begin? Now. Some of y'all said under the teaching before. See, when we think about obedience, we're like, well, I'm good to obey. We're usually, and every human being's this tendency, I like to obey when it's my way. But the first time I'm challenged to do something outside my spectrum, like set up a text to give in church, move baptism to the end of the, or to the, after the first song, move giving to the very end of the service, are you nuts? Nobody does it that way. Obedience doesn't begin until there's a challenge to your will. Are you with me? So after, if you get obedience, then you have to believe and have faith in what God's saying. And how many know the enemy will come and speak and go, no, 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 you need to do it this way. That's what was happening to me. Hang on to man's traditions. Hang on to your traditions. Hang on to what you like. Amen? But you, so you got to walk in your obedience, you got to walk it out by faith. And then the Bible tells us faith without works is what?
Dead.
So if you got faith, and now here's where most people drop their blessing. Okay, Lord, I want the blessing, and I want to try to obey what your word says, and I believe you want to bless me. And then you sit down and wait. Listen to me if you don't hear nothing else. To have an authentic blessed of God on earth as it is in heaven life, you have to work the blessings. It is work to be blessed. It is work to be a blessed man or woman of God. It takes work. And that's where most of the church fails. We don't want to do nothing. We want God to, we don't want miracles. We want magic, which is witchcraft. Real quickly, James chapter 2, verse 14 through 17 says this. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions, your works? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Question mark. The next verse says, now watch this, I love this. Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food and no clothing. Verse 16 goes on to says this. But you walk by them and you say, goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm, eat well. Somebody sitting here, they don't have warm clothes, they don't have nothing to eat. You go by and say, man, it's a great day. Hey, stay warm and make sure you eat well, bye. Come on. But then you don't give that person any food and no clothing. What good did that do? Oh, but I blessed them. I spoke a blessing to them. I told them what they needed. Next verse. So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Oh, the church needs to hear that. I'm a person of faith. Now, works does not get you to heaven. Jesus Christ gets you to heaven. Faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and it is useless. Oh, bless me, Lord, but I don't want to do nothing to get blessed. I don't want to come into kingdom alignment. I don't want to repent. I don't want to quit living the way I live in. I don't want my life to change one bit, but bless me from heaven to earth. But I ain't got heaven up in my life much. I may go to church, but well. Faith by itself isn't enough. Works without actions. Works is dead. So what works actually get you to the blessed life? Giving and helping gets you a blessed life. Again, everybody say rethink. See, a blessed life is not about what you can get. It's about what you can give. Amen. Totally opposite of what the world tells us. Yeah. Totally opposite of what Hollyweird produces. Come on. It is. It's totally opposite. It's about all that you can get and everybody doing everything they can to accommodate you. Yeah. Jesus come and said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve you. I come to give to you. I come to die for you. Giving. When you forgive somebody, man, you're blessed. Amen. You ain't walking around with that over your head no more. You're walking in freedom. When you learn to serve others and serve God, wow, what a blessed life that is. When you sow kindness into the world, what a blessing that is. When you walk in integrity in your dealings and how you handle your finances and how you handle your friendships and how you handle gossip, and you walk in integrity in that, you are a blessed man and woman. Somebody touch it every say, get you some of that. These are all the ways that you get into what's called kingdom alignment, where you can get the kingdom blessings on earth. I know this ain't what you want to hear. I'm going to try to move quickly. Go ahead and put up the next one. Don't just pray for blessings, prepare for them. Again, Lord, bless me, but I'm not prepared for that blessing. It's kind of like where we're at right now with church growth. We're a little bit behind. I had the prepared vision, but I didn't lay it out well enough to keep up. And so I'm having to play catch up right now. And we're getting done, and we're praying for favor, and we're getting a plan together, but things are changing. Amen? Amen. Touch your neighbor and say, it's a good thing. So don't just pray for blessings. Make sure, are you prepared if God blesses you? What are you going to do with that blessing when you get it? Do you have room for it? Do you have time to maintain the blessing if he gives that to you? Will you appropriate it in your life and take care of the blessings if he gives you that responsibility? Or will it be just a little quiver in your liver and a splatter in your bladder for 2 or 3 weeks and then you're tired of it and don't want that blessing no more? You want the next blessing. Too many people are living for the next blessing when you haven't taken care of the blessing you're in. What does God bless? Go ahead and put up the next one. So you got to ask yourself, am I living in a way that God can bless me? Whew, that's a head. Now here's, this is not beat yourself up time. Because we can all think of ways we fall short. But there's some people, they live an unblessed life because they're living an undiscipled life. And you know it. Yet you're choosing sin and you're choosing to compromise over being in alignment with God, making the adjustments to your life, getting in obedience, faith, and working, than to have his blessings. Y'all okay? And I'm going to give you a quick example of this as quick as I can. Noah. Noah had to obey one of the weirdest commands on the earth at that time. Right. Noah, yes, Lord, build this huge boat and put two of every animal on it. Noah, what's a boat? Never been one on earth. So the Lord had to download what it needed, the materials. He gave him a material list. He gave him a build list and how to build it. What's the boat for? It's for the flood. Noah, what's a flood? There had never been a flood on the earth. They'd never even seen rain. All they had was the dew. The ground was a little dewy in the morning, wet, but by 9 o'clock in the south, it's gone. Or excuse me, 6:30 in the south and it's gone. He's like, what in the world are you, Lord, are you kidding me? And so he became obedient. And then he says, okay, Lord, I've got faith. He started gathering the materials and everybody started making fun of him. What's the crazy man building? Man, that's big. He's big crazy. So he had to be obedient and he had to stay faithful while being ridiculed for doing it. And by the way, I was ridiculed real bad for having text to give by other pastors. And I was ridiculed when we started doing Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Ridiculed by pastors. That don't belong in the church. That's bringing too much of the world into the church. That's just ungodly. Retribution of that was when COVID hit, I got calls from the pastor who's made fun of me going, how do we set up that text to give? How do we put our service live on YouTube and that stuff? I'm like, well, call Matt. I still don't know how it works. They just do it. Thank God for them. Amen? Amen. But yeah. Yay for them. But Noah got instructions to obey, to have faith, and then he had to work. And that's hard work. He didn't have DeWalt. He didn't have cordless tools. He didn't have power tools. Lots of hard labor to see that blessing come true in his life. And it did. Noah was obedient, faithful, and worked before he ever saw a raindrop. He didn't see the end. And so many of us, unless we can see the end, we don't become obedient. And God's wanting to stretch us and say, you may not see the end. You got to start here. Obey, faith, and work if you want the blessing. Are y'all okay? Now, how many has been blessed by the Lord? Raise your hand. Okay, most of us. What's it for? What's it for? It's for me to enjoy. Come on, that's the real answer. That's the second. It's where I can have more and do more and be more and, you know, have more likes and shares than anybody else. I mean, I got more cars and I got an airplane and I wish too, me too. Your blessings are not for you. Go ahead and put up the next note. Your blessing is meant to flow through you. Now, it is meant to flow to you, but you're supposed to be a river, not a dam. Amen? Oh, I look at all this, I got all this, got all this. And at the end of your life, you got to take none of it with you. As a matter of fact, your kids are going to auction off and yard sale half the crap you got. How many of y'all like the house you're living in right now? Well, how many of you like where you live? You know somebody else is going to get that if the Lord don't come? You built that for somebody else to live in later on when you die, because somebody's going to sell it. Your kids are going to move in it and trash it, because they don't appreciate it. Are y'all okay? You have nothing that is permanent on earth except your salvation and eternity. Everything here is temporary. Your car, your truck, your home, everything on planet Earth is temporary. Temporary. Guys, your boat, somebody else is going to get it. Your hunting rifle, somebody else is going to be shooting it one day. Come on. Your hunting spot, somebody else is going to be in it one day. Ladies, your shoes, somebody else going to be walking in them, or they're going to go down to the thrift store. That's where they're going to end up. That's according to the style they made, just end up in the garbage. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? Blessings are to come to you and then through you. Your blessings and your anointings are for someone else, not just you. So God blesses us to be a blessing. Look at Genesis real quick. Last scripture. Come on up. Genesis 12, 2. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. Now watch this. And you will be a blessing to others. What good is it to be rich and famous if you can't bless somebody else? Die with all the stuff and you get to take nothing with you. Wow, what a waste. What a waste. But when you live with open hands and not clutched fists, God will pour to you where it can go through you. So let me encourage you today, church, live with open, blessed hands, to where it can come to you and you can have, but you also get to be a blessing. And you can bless somebody physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. However God's blessed you is how you can bless others. Amen? Let's stand to our feet. This is about what we call kingdom alignment today. Not religion alignment, not denominational realignment, but the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. And there's only one way to live like that, and that's obedience, faith, and work it out. If the Bible tells you got to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, don't you think you got to work to get the blessings too? In other words, you got to settle some things in your life. So I would just go ahead and bow your heads this morning. I would ask you a question. Is there any areas of your life this morning that need realigning to God's word? Now listen, I want you to understand, I want to align my life to God where I can give him the desire of his heart, which is to bless me. But me being blessed does not need to be the motivation for me to live a godly life. Pay attention. I want to live in this manner because I love God. Because I am thankful that Jesus died and paid for my sins, where I don't have to go to hell. The blessings is God's idea, not mine. Everlasting life is good for me. Not burning in hell, wonderful for me. And anything else I get in this life is just a bonus. But the Bible says he seeks to bless us. He says, I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek after me. Diligence means I do it on purpose. I press into whatever is standing between me and God and me loving him. That's diligence. That's pressing in. And so today, is there any area of your life you need to say, Lord, I need an adjustment today, God. I need to realign I need to rethink blessings. It's not just material and money and status and likes, but Lord, more is giving and peace and love and joy and patience and kindness and the fruits of the Spirit and the anointings and the ability to pray over people and to bless them, to speak into their lives the word of God, to put my arm around to just hug them and be there for them and maybe not even say nothing, just to let them know I'm there. Let me just ask you this right here. Are you asking for God's hand on your life while you're ignoring his voice and his word? And I think there seems to be the fad of God has to bless me and my lifestyle even when it don't line up with his. No, he don't. He says, you line up. So Father, today, help us come into kingdom alignment. Lord, we need to decide today that we're going to live in such a way that welcomes the blessings of God. By being obedient, by walking in faith, God, and willing to do the work. And when I say do the work, I'm talking about doing it with a glad heart and a right attitude. Excited about the work of the Lord in your life. Excited where he's leading you into uncharted territories where the fear of the unknown can be an adrenaline junkie's rush. Because God's already in your unknown future. And he's making a way for you to get the best he's ever had. But he expects that obedience, that faith, and that work out of you. If you're here this morning and you've never accepted Christ, we always offer this. And it's not our offer, it's the Lord's offer this morning. If you've never given your heart and your life and surrendered it to Jesus Christ, today's your day. He loves you and he wants to bless you. The first blessing he wants you to have is eternal life. He wanted you to have it so bad that he gave his son to die in your place for it. And if you'll say yes to Jesus today, you will start a life like no other you can live on planet Earth. But you got to start somewhere and you got to obey and you got to have faith. You got to understand it will be work to maintain a Christian life. It's not easy. But God says, cast our burdens upon him and he'll carry the load. So if that's you today, without joining church today and without getting religion, just you're surrendering your life to the only one who died for you. Just lift your hand and say, I need to surrender my life to Jesus today. We call it being saved in the church because it is saved. Anyone? All right, maybe online. How many today would say this with me though? I still got some alignment I need to done. And there's so much more to this message to unpack, and you can't do it in just this time we've had, but I hope we've at least broke the ground today to where you can see God loves you, he wants to bless you, but it's not automatic. There are conditions. How many times does a bird say, I will bless you when, I will bless you if? Come on, how many times is that constantly in the Bible? We see it over and over again. If you obey my word, if you do what I tell you, if you obey the commandments, there's always that tendency that lets you decide if you come into alignment. So how many of you today say, I still need some alignments? Just lift your hand and say, I've got mine lifted. I'm going to do both of mine because I need double alignment. Now, many of us, if we feel a little tweak or a pain, we go to a chiropractor. I've never been myself, but we go to a chiropractor. Why? To realign things. And you hear something pop and you're like, oh, that's better. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, let the hand of God come in and realign your soul and your body in Jesus' name today. So, Father, would you bless every heart and hand and every person that I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking directly to right now that knows we got to make some adjustments. As for me and my house, we got to start serving the Lord and coming into alignment with the word. And we got to get rid of the compromise and the self-justifications that we've justified to allow the enemy to deceive us. And so, Father, we thank you that you want to bless us. And we just want to get in a position and say, here's what you can bless. This is what you can bless. And last thing today before we close, you're already telling God that. Every day, Lord, this is what you've got to bless today. And he can look down and say, where can I bless that at? There's too much other stuff in the way. You're out of alignment. My blessings are just a little bit over here and you've walked away. But when you walk back and you say, Father, bless this, he goes, oh yeah, you're right, perfect, absolutely. It's an automatic flow. So bless us today. Say, Father, bring me into kingdom alignment. Tell me what to do. Let me walk in faith to do it. And let my hands and my feet work it to where it will come into my life. in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, can you give him glory?
Thank you for watching or listening to the Journey Church Message Replay. Be sure to hit the like and share buttons below to help us spread this message. We would love to connect with you. Leave us a comment, or for more in-depth conversations about what you just heard, you can contact us by clicking the email link in the notes below. And be sure to check us out online and on social media just by searching Journey Church Eva. Now that you have been empowered by God's Word, go make a difference in your world today.